All right. This brings us to subset B under reports. This is second reading of ordinance 2019-07. This is a supplemental appropriation. It has pretty large amounts on it. This is second reading, and Faye, I'll turn it over to you, or is Daniel reaching for it?
Mr. Mayor, members of the council, there are no changes to the supplemental appropriation compared to your first reading. In the general fund, there is insurance of $5,000. Again, as earlier today we noted, I think we're at 99% within that budget. Also, parks of $2,498. The reason for that was a grant match. So additional funds that we had to use to actually match a grant. Capital improvements of a little over $1.2 million. The reason for that is that was actually for the Public Works campus.
Could we get you guys? We're still conducting a meeting here. Yeah. I'll call a recess. Sorry, Daniel.
That's okay.
Yep. 5 minutes. 9:53. We're back at it. We still got more business. All right, we're back in regular session here. Please take your seats. We're on subset B of reports, which is consideration of second reading of ordinance 2019-07. We'll show some government inefficiencies and have you start over, Daniel. But staff
okay,
report, please.
You can have me do as much as you want. There have been no changes for the supplemental appropriation compared to the first reading. Insurance, it's a minor increase, as we had talked about previously. Our projections were a little low on total costs. Parks, the additional almost $2,500 is for expenditures for a grant. It was our local match that we had to do. The capital improvements of $1.2 million, that is a large number. But that is for the Public Works campus, so everyone is fully aware. That is for the Public Works campus. That's part of the original loan that we had with rural development. Just when we adopted the budget, we weren't sure when all the expenditures would be made. So some of them are still being made in this year, so we have to appropriate those funds. And then also TIF 12 is for the Dolan Creek TIF. There are two different items that are being done. One is a new park in there, which we have an agreement that the city is actually building, and once it's completed, will be reimbursed through the TIF. That was part of the original TIF. And the second is actually for the amendment, which will be making some changes there to address some of the stormwater issues that are in that neighborhood. That, after talking with Liz, I know she's spoken with the engineer on that project. They are finishing the plans for that now, and that is going to be the bid is going to be open the Tuesday after rally. And I'm sorry, I don't remember anymore what day that is. August
13th.
13 is when it'll be opened. But there were no changes to the second reading compared to the first. Are there any questions?
Comments, questions, concerns from council on the supplemental appropriation? About anybody in the public on the second reading?
I just have one question. Daniel, how far over the original approved Public Works building?
The original approved project was $4.6 million. Our total change orders on that project are less than 1%. I don't recall the total change order amount on the Public Works campus. Maybe you do, Rick, but the Public Works campus total change orders, it's less than 1%. Yeah, so I think in the range of $20,000. Okay, $30,000.
That's great. Fantastic. Good job, Rick. But Daniel, explain to the crowd, if we approved a budget for the entire building, why are we having to supplement it for $1.3 million now?
You approved the contract to complete the construction of it. You did not approve technically the budget for that. So when you approve the contract, actually before that, probably 3-4 months before that, you approved the financing for that project. And that financing included some internal city sources, so savings that the city had made, as well as a loan through rural development. All of that was approved by council. I'm sorry, I don't recall the day that that was, but that was done before we went out to bid. When we went out to bid, it took us actually longer to award the project than what it customarily does, because we're looking at other options, as some on the council might recall. We awarded the project. There have been a couple minor change orders, but whenever you do these larger projects that are over several years, you do not know when the actual payments are going to be made for that, so you can't include it in the budget. And so all the financing has been in place and it's on budget. It's just that we have to have a technical correction within our budget to allow enough budgeted authority to actually complete the project.
Would it be safe to say in summary that this $1.214 million was budgeted in the 18 year, the bills never came in, therefore it sat in an account, and now it's not included in the 19 budget, but it is included in the bills that are due, and therefore that's why it's a supplemental appropriation.
In simplest terms, it's a draw on a construction loan.
Yes.
Any further discussion, public or council? On the second reading.
I'll move to approve the second reading.
Got a first by Ron.
Second.
Second by Jason. All those in favor of the motion, please indicate by stating yes.
Yes.
Opposed to no. That motion carries unanimously. For roll call, please, Faye. Unanimous approval, yep.